Yeah, they are hunting information of family trees and so forth. What'd you do, reset it again or what?
It ran out.
It run out, you can put you behind a wall, let that grandson of mine talk. You can't tell the difference. I was in the grocery store here not long, about a year or so ago, fixing to check out. A lady looked up there and said, "Ain't your brother Joe?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." I said, "Well, my brother's dead and gone." She said, "No, I live right by Amber Jackson." Yeah, and I said, "I know who you're talking about." But I said, "I've never met him." I said, "He's just a relative of mine." She said, "You just like him." Well, they're bound to have been the same old chip, you know. I favored them, you know. And I've had that to happen. I was out there in Alabama one day. Some place out there, some little place, might have been there around you, where you live, I don't know. And I rode up in a little old town there, about as big as Holmesville down here. And a colored boy standing there said, "Hi, Mr. B." I said, "You don't know me." He said, "Yes, I do know you." I said, "No." I said, "I've never been here before. It's the first time I've ever been here." I said, "You know, I don't live here." He said, "But I know you. I was on the county farm and you was a guard there." And I had to leave him that way.
Yeah.
He knowed it. Mm-hmm. And it was Oliver out there in Alabama. Mm.
You ever heard of Bryn, Alabama?
Yeah, I know. I know I come here one time that fellas come here from Jackson for me to go with them to help them catch some people, you know. Well, I worked with sheriff's office, of course, I wasn't in that part. But come here from Jackson's and I forgot what I started to say about it now, the point that I want to make on it. Anyway, they come down here to, there's some people come here writing bogus insurance, you know, and wrote up two colored men here. And they come out and told me about it. Well, I said, "Well, why don't you get the sheriff after?" It's been about 2 weeks. I went down there and told the sheriff, I said, "You call Forks, Mississippi." I said, "Them people have been over there, you know." I told them the color of the car and all. I didn't know the tag number. Well, said there'd been some people there of that kind, but they're gone. Well, then, about a day or two, the two fellas come from Jackson with their badges on, hunting me. And one of them, I was fixing, getting my dinner out, I was working for the sheriff. He says, can you tell me where Oliver is, tax collector? I said, "You're talking to him now." He said, "You're the second man I asked. There's people at the head of that business in Jackson." And so he said, "You mind going with us, help us a little bit?" He said, "You mind putting out something?" I said, "Oh, I know what it is." He said, "Why don't you go with us?" I said, "Well,